Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line, John Murphy, Bills radio play-by-play announcer, talking about this Sunday's matchup, Bills and Dolphins. And John, last time Bills and Dolphins squared off, I had all the confidence in the world. This time, I don't know, a little, maybe not so much after last week.
Last week was tough for the Bills, but Cleveland is a really much more talented team than the one the Bills will face this Sunday. Look, the Dolphins, some of the talent they had on the field a month ago when they came to Buffalo with that 0-5 record, some of that is gone now. Kenyon Drake, the running back, is gone. Preston Williams, their top receiver, is on injured reserve. They've lost players in the last month, and yes, they've won a couple in a row against a couple of struggling teams. And the Colts, but I think the Bills have a talent advantage here, and I think the Bills are going to be okay this week against Miami. I really do.
Sean McDermott, very animated during the week, talking about his offense and the need to score a few more points on offense, you know, get above 20 points every now and then would kind of help. Here's head coach Sean McDermott earlier in the week.
Move the ball, score points. If we don't do that, I'm frustrated, simply put. Okay, thanks.
It's as simple as that, John. I kind of liked hearing that out of head coach Sean McDermott this week.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that. He's not much different than most Bills fans who are actually Bills players. And, you know, it's a simple answer. If they start to get some offensive yards and put some points on the board, the frustration will go away, right? And they're capable of that. They haven't done it consistently yet, but I think they're capable. And I think against the Miami defense that has been poor this year, the defense is 29th in the league and they are 30th against the rush. I think this is an opportunity for the Bills to do that, to solve, at least take a step forward in solving a lot of their offensive problems.
Looking at, you mentioned the Miami Dolphins without their running back who played the Bills last time around. The Bills' run defense has been a little suspect over the last few weeks, but they're playing a guy in Kalen Ballage who, you know, John, you look at what he's been doing on the ground. This is not a guy who should be gashing you for, you know, 10-yard runs every other time he touches the ball.
No, you're right. He shouldn't, and I don't think it'll happen. I think the Bills, it's funny, we were talking to Matt Milano on our radio show yesterday, the Bills linebacker, who, and he's right, it's been a couple of big runs mostly against the Bills, not a consistent, sustained, you know, getting steamrolled by opponents' running backs. And they gave up some big runs last week to the Browns, especially, you know, with Nick Chubb. But I think they look at it as like, we got to shore up some of these big play rushing attempts against us, and we'll be all right. I think they will be. I don't know if Miami's capable of running the ball as effectively as any of the last three or four Bills opponents.
All of this about the run defense over the past few weeks, but still, you look at the points allowed. They're not allowing, you know, anyone to score, it seems. What do you make of that bend but don't break defensive mentality? Because I always thought that, you know, never worked. If you bend, you can break. But I don't know. This Bills team has me thinking otherwise.
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't bend very far either. You know, they're the third-ranked defense in the league. They just don't give up a lot, especially in the passing game. They've been one of the best passing defenses in the league for a couple of years now. The bend but don't break look was there last week in Cleveland on that goal line stand, 8 consecutive plays from the 2-yard line or closer in, and the Bills did not surrender. And that might be the thing you hang your hat on if you're a Buffalo Bills defender. The defense has played well. And even in a loss to Cleveland last week, they only gave up 19 points. So I think they got to continue basically what they're doing, get stronger against the run, and better against the run, but I think the defense has held up its end of the bargain.
You know, all the focus this week's been on Josh Allen, though, and you know, maybe rightfully so. If he hits a guy downfield, there was a couple opportunities there last week, and maybe we're not talking about a loss to the Browns in Cleveland. What does Josh Allen have to do better going forward? He's gotten better at being carrying the ball. What's the next step? What's the next thing for him to work on?
Yeah, and it is a work in progress, you know. It'll be his 21st start on Sunday in Miami. That's less than a season and a half worth of starts. And he's made progress, as you've said, in curtailing the turnovers, and that's good. It's interesting. I think he's been challenged a little bit by his coach, Sean McDermott, this week. And McDermott talked to the whole team about you know, be fearless, play fearlessly. And I think a lot of that is directed to Josh Allen. Don't worry too much about interceptions and put the ball in tight windows. And if you're throwing the deep ball, you know, don't always overthrow it because you're trying to avoid an interception. I think that was kind of might have been his mentality the last few weeks. And I think they are looking forward to Josh kind of getting back to a little bit more of a gunslinger aspect of it. And, you know, they've had two turnovers in the last five games. They've really put the brakes on that. But you got to take some chances to get some big plays. I think that's what they're looking for.
And this is the team to take those chances against.
I think it is. I think the Dolphins are really in trouble when it comes to personnel on the field.
Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if for some reason the Bills lose this game, you're going to need like 20 call screeners on Monday. I won't envy you. So let's hope things turn out the right way.
All right. We'll put out an ad in the paper to get
all. Yeah. All right. John Murphy joining us, Bills radio play-by-play announcer. Hear him on the call this upcoming Sunday, Bills and Dolphins at 1 o'clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.